Hey there, Secret Keeper girls. So how are you doing in connecting to the source of your beauty? Remember, in our last date, we talked about the source of beauty. The only source of beauty is the presence of God. And I gave you an assignment, some devotions to do. How are you doing? Maybe you're saying, Dana, I'm a little discouraged. I'm not doing so well. I'm missing a lot of my time with God. You know what? I have periods like that too. And today is another great day to start all over again. Maybe you're saying, Dana, I'm doing great. Yay! Doesn't it feel awesome to be in the presence of God? And is it influencing the way you feel about yourself? I hope it is. Now today, we're going to continue talking about the subject of beauty. Have you ever noticed that in today's advertising and art, there are a lot of women? I mean, someone thinks we girls are pretty fun to look at. Why, they even use women's faces to sell men's razors. What is up with that? Well, back to the world of advertising. Advertising researchers have actually attached little sensors to readers' eyeballs to figure out what will cause a reader to spend more time looking at my ad. And they've found that certain things influence the time that you will spend looking at an ad. For example, if we use the right type style, we know that we can increase the time someone spends looking at an ad by 2-3%. Or if we lay the elements in the ad out a certain way, the photos, the headlines, the copy, the logos, we can again increase the time that someone spends looking at an ad just a little bit. But if you really want to stop a reader, use a woman. It could be just the side of her face or maybe just her eye that we include in an ad, but it will increase the time someone spends looking at that ad anywhere from 14-30%. What is up with that? Well, we're just God's carefully crafted masterpieces. Masterpieces that call the human eye to applaud God's handiwork. Now, why did God make us such beautifully crafted masterpieces? Well, one part of why God made us so beautiful is so that one day, one man will deeply desire us. Proverbs 5:18-19 says, "Rejoice in the wife of your youth, a loving doe, a graceful deer. May you be ever captivated by her love." I just love that word, captivated, don't you? This word and this verse celebrates our beauty. But if you look at the original language, this verse was originally written in Hebrew, that word captivated was actually the word intoxicated. So our beauty is supposed to be something that's intoxicating. Now, intoxicated, what does that mean? Well, it means kind of to be drunk with, to be out of control because of. Now, maybe you've never seen somebody that's out of control because they're drunk, but one time Lexi and I were walking along a beach in California, and this drunk man walked by us. He couldn't walk straight. He was mumbling and saying silly things and laughing. He was quite a sight because he was out of control or drunk. Lexi was so amazed at this, she just giggled and said, "My goodness, he's happy." He might have been a little happy, but he was also out of control. And God doesn't want us to be drunk with alcohol, but this does give us a picture of the kind of power God says that we have with our beauty as women. But guess what? The intoxicating power of your beauty is also your responsibility. You may be saying, "I don't always feel like a carefully sculpted masterpiece with the power to intoxicate." Well, have I got a story for you. Sit back and listen. Truly, as I stand here today, there once was a great artist named Agostino di Duccio.
Hello.
One day, he was given a huge block of marble. It was 18 feet high, taller than your dad. He sat down and began to sculpt, carefully imagining this beautiful, perfect, flawless masterpiece, when suddenly the most unthinkable thing occurred.
Oh, no! Mamma mia!
The great artist found a terrible flaw.
It's ruined!
That magnificent block of stone was rejected, and it sat gathering dust for over 40 years, until a young artist, who was only 26, began to study it. He saw something in the marble's flaws that the former artist could not see. So he began to carve. Now all the while, there was a young boy nearby watching this great artist at work. He studied the man as he directed perfect blows to the hard surface of the marble. After thousands of blows and days and weeks of studying and chiseling, the form of a handsome and serene man began to appear in the flawed chunk of marble. The little boy couldn't help himself. One day, he approached the artist and tugged at his cloak. He asked in amazement, "Sir, how did you know he was in there?" The great artist Michelangelo looked down at the boy who was staring up at the massive statue that had become a tribute to the great biblical King David and simply said, "I just took away everything that was not David." Oh, my sweet secret keeper girl, don't you realize that when God created you in the secret place, He left some of the deepest secrets of your beauty yet to be carved during your growing years. And you're about to hit some of the most significant years of sculpting and growth. And yeah, there may be a flaw or two in the material God has to work with, but don't give up. Be patient. Your great sculptor is not finished with you yet. He may yet need to remove a few flaws here and there, things that aren't you. But embrace the weeks and months and perhaps years while He is creating you to be completely intoxicating. And now for your SKG challenge of the day. I want you and your mom to study some art. I want you to look for that intoxicating power of a woman's beauty and remember that it is your precious responsibility.